Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we're diving into a powerful metaphor that has resonated with believers for centuries, Jesus as the light of the world. We'll explore this profound concept and discover how it relates to our own spiritual journeys. The Bible verses for today are found in John chapter 9, verses 5 to 7. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." So he went and washed and came back able to see. That's John chapter 9, verses 5 to 7.
Jesus makes a profound declaration, "I am the light of the world." This statement carries immense significance, highlighting Jesus' divine nature and his role in illuminating our spiritual lives. It's not just a metaphor, it's a powerful truth that shapes our understanding of who Jesus is and what he offers to humanity. To demonstrate this light, Jesus performed a remarkable miracle. He encountered a man who had been blind from birth. Using a mixture of saliva and clay, Jesus anointed the man's eyes and instructed him to wash in the pool of Siloam. Obediently, the man went and washed, and for the first time in his life, he could see. This miracle serves as a vivid illustration of Jesus' ability to bring light into darkness, both literally and figuratively. Just as he opened the eyes of the blind man, Jesus opens our spiritual eyes, allowing us to see and understand divine truths that were previously hidden from us. As we delve deeper into the concept of Jesus as the light of the world, we must consider the role of light in creation itself. The world, in all its complexity and beauty, was designed to complement and showcase the divine light that Jesus brings. This light isn't just a metaphor, it's a powerful force that illuminates every aspect of our existence. When we allow this light to shine upon us, it has a profound effect. It exposes our sins and shortcomings, not to shame or condemn us, but to offer us an opportunity for genuine redemption and personal growth. This exposure can be uncomfortable, but it's a necessary step in our spiritual journey. By acknowledging our flaws in the light of Christ, we open ourselves to transformation and renewal. Jesus' light doesn't just expose our flaws, it reveals the incredible beauty within each of us. When we allow his light to shine upon us, we begin to see ourselves as God sees us, as his beloved creation, full of potential and purpose. This divine illumination helps us recognize our true worth and the unique gifts we possess. It's like looking at ourselves through God's eyes, seeing beyond our imperfections to the masterpiece he intended us to be. As we embrace this perspective, we start to understand our true potential as children of God. We realize that we're capable of so much more than we often give ourselves credit for, and we're inspired to live up to that potential. This revelation of our inner beauty and capabilities through Christ's light empowers us to live more fully and purposefully in alignment with God's plan for our lives. When we consider Jesus as the light of the world, we realize that he's not just an illuminating presence, but also a guiding force in our lives. He lights up the path that leads us directly to God, making the journey of faith clearer and more accessible. Through his teachings and example, Jesus helps us understand the complex tapestry of redemption history, showing us how God has been working throughout time to bring about our salvation. Moreover, Jesus reveals God's intricate plan for each of our lives. He sheds light on our purpose, our calling, and the unique ways we can contribute to God's kingdom. By following his light, we gain insight into the divine narrative and our place within it, empowering us to live with greater purpose and understanding. As children of God, we have been adopted into his family through his grace and love. This adoption comes with a profound calling to walk in the light of Christ. But what does this mean for us in our daily lives? Walking in Christ's light means embracing his teachings, his love, and his truth. It's about allowing his wisdom to guide our decisions and actions. In a world often shrouded in darkness and deception, Christ's light serves as our beacon, illuminating the path of righteousness. This journey isn't always easy. We face challenges and temptations that try to pull us back into the shadows. But remember, the light of Christ is always stronger than any darkness we encounter. By staying connected to him through prayer, scripture, and fellowship, we can overcome these obstacles. Embracing this light transforms us from the inside out, enabling us to reflect Christ's love to others and become beacons ourselves in this often dark world.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, the light of the world, to guide us and illuminate our lives. Just as he opened the eyes of the blind, we ask you to open our spiritual eyes, that we may see your truth and walk in your light. Help us to embrace the love and wisdom you offer and guide our steps along the path of righteousness. May we be reflections of Christ's light in this world, sharing his love and hope with those around us. Strengthen us to overcome the darkness and live fully in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude, thank you for this time together. May God's light continue to guide you, his love surround you, and his blessings flow abundantly in your life. Go forward in peace and joy, knowing that his presence is with you always. Until next time, stay blessed.